We do have Joe Musgrove from Milwaukee after this stellar outing joining us here on the Padres Radio Network postgame show. Joe, congratulations on a stellar outing. What worked so well for you tonight?
A little bit of everything, man. I felt a little stiff at the start of the game. Delivery-wise, didn't feel like I was repeating all that well. I was kind of just willing my way through those first couple innings. But as we got going, the fastball was really good tonight. I used that a lot more than I have in the past. Cutter into the lefties, sinker into the righties, threw a couple changeups in that I haven't used a whole lot this year, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You were so terrific. 7 2/3, no hit innings. You finish it up, 8 scoreless innings in this win. Joe, the offense really backed you up. That was another big story in this game. They take a 5-0 lead after 4 innings. The big home run from Manny. How big was that for you in settling in and really being able to do what you wanted as far as attacking hitters on the mound?
Yeah, I talk about it a lot, man. Whenever we get a little run support early in the game, it opens up a whole new arsenal for me. It gives me a chance to use some of the pitches that, if we're in a tight game, I might not use. So, big nod to our offense for getting me an early lead and then continuing to pile on, working really good at bats against a really good pitcher and, seeing pitches, waiting until they get something that they're looking for and doing some damage. So they were huge for me. Nola was really good behind the plate. Challenging me to use the fastball a little more in certain situations. You can just tell that he does his homework, and it's a good feeling when you go out there and you can kind of just nod yes to everything and that there's a plan behind it. So,
Joe Musgrove joining us here on the Padres Radio Network postgame show after 8 shutout innings in the win. Padres win it 7-0 over the Milwaukee Brewers. Joe, 10 starts now into the season. I don't know if you know this, but I'll tell you, right now, 1.64 ERA, the numbers are just outstanding. When you think about where you were at coming into the year, coming off the development of a really nice season last year, overall, in the first 10 starts, what's been the biggest key to you in just the way you've performed now in the first couple of months of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I talk about it a lot. The physical things are stuff that we're always working on that I've continued to work on since I was a little kid. But, getting to the big league level and facing the same guys every year, I've really noticed the difference in the mentality. The self-talk, the approach, the level of calmness that I'm using, that I'm carrying out there. Those are all things that have been the most beneficial to me, I feel like, for getting through tough jams and for continuing to stay strong when I'm in the driver's seat. So, a few adjustments with the arsenal, using the sinker a little more this year, getting the changeup worked on this offseason and feeling like I have confidence using that in the game. Those have opened up a lot of options for me. But ultimately, I'd say the biggest difference for me is just the mentality and the approach.
Finally, Joe, you bring that no-hit bid into the 8th inning. Obviously, you have experience with taking a no-hitter deep into a game and finishing it off. With that experience, were you aware as the game got later and later? Obviously, it comes up a little bit short, still a stellar outing. But how aware were you as you got a little bit deeper in the game of what was potentially happening here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I was aware of it from pitch one. You always are, I guess, until you give up that first hit. But, I try not to think about the no-hitter until I'm within 6 outs. You really are just trying to get through 6 innings. It could get something quality, and then if you get to the 6, the rest is bonus. And that's where you really just empty the tank and you give it everything you have. But, yeah, not a whole lot of thought. Definitely a lot calmer this time around, having been through it before and knowing how to manage those emotions and whatnot. So, yeah, I felt a lot easier going tonight.
Well, certainly an outstanding outing, 8 scoreless innings, striking out 3, allowing just that one hit with 2 outs in the 8th inning. Joe, congratulations on a great night, a great win. Thanks so much for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Right on. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.